What do you do when you have time on your hands? Lots of it. This is a real challenge in retirement. What do you do with all those hours? Decide to be your own boss and move forward with zero guilt and zero regrets. Tune in to Fresh Courage Radio. It's your time to shine with host Sharon Rolfe on Transformation Talk Radio. We all have something special to share with the world, but many of us fail to use our innate talents to the fullest possible potential. Communities, cities, and nations grow stronger when everyone brings forward their unique gifts and talents to build and to create. We're creating with a freedom we never had before. It's not a trap. It's not a dream. You really are free. Time is your key to unlocking a life kept in waiting. Let's get started. There's no time to waste on Fresh Courage Radio with Sharon Rolfe now.
Welcome. I'm your host, Sharon Rolfe, and you are listening to Fresh Courage coming to you on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And I want to remind you, like I often do daily, do something that brings health, happiness, and wealth. Happiness, wealth, and health. And that's part of our theme today. It's join the Living to 100 Club. I just want to, I don't think I've ever really told you that I love to work with people to do longevity planning, a process that parallels financial planning and retirement. But this often starts with creating your core identity statement when you're living at your best. And then we use that as a framework for solving any boredom or depression or dissatisfaction that may come with too much time on your hands. So my guest today is Dr. Joe Cassiani, a founder of the Living to 100 Club and president, past president of Concept Healthcare Psychology Group and Co-Health Psychology Services, with over 30 years in the field of clinical geropsychology. So welcome, Dr. Joe.
Thank you very much, Sharon. I'm glad to be here.
Good. What are we going to learn today and why is this relevant?
Well, you know, I've worked with older adults for many years and I've started my Living to 100 Club to help people make sure they have a positive perspective about aging, because we have had some stereotypes in the past that aging means decline and withdrawal and being alone. And, you know, we have positive, fresh perspectives on aging now, and we're seeing more of the contributions that we can make as older adults. We're seeing a lot of the positive opportunities and a lot of the changes that bring new, fresh vitality and interest. And I think that's important that we recognize that. And, you know, we do have setbacks, for sure. It's not always going to be a smooth road. But with every setback, we can still get up off the mat and keep that positive attitude. That's where, that's where I'm coming from. Yeah.
Yes. And so you've seen a lot of this happen in the years of your work. So go ahead and tell us why you started Living to 100 Club.
Yeah. Well, as you mentioned, I've worked with seniors and older adults for many years, and all of this work has been really in nursing homes. I've been a psychologist providing counseling, psychotherapy, assessment, evaluation, and I've also helped other psychologists come in and do this work. So I've trained them and managed their practices. And that was my work for about 30 years, managing these psychology practices. And I came to see, you know, going into a nursing home is difficult, as that's no surprise to anyone. There's always changes, physical changes, and we can't live at home anymore. So we need some care, or sometimes we need 24-hour nursing care. But I've learned that the person's attitude about how they ended up in the nursing home really explains how well they do, how well they manage, how well they cope with that difficult stress. And sometimes with a certain attitude, they can come in for a short-term stay and they can manage to get back home. You know, for example, if a person has a stroke and they're incapacitated, maybe they can't walk anymore, so they're in a wheelchair for the first time in their life. Well, you know, some people might say, gee, this is what happens when you get old. I'm 75 or 85, and I'm going to be confined to a wheelchair. And other people would say, gee, I've had this stroke. People have told me that if I go to rehabilitation and physical therapy, I should be able to get back on my feet. So that's the, you know, is the glass half full or half empty? It's the same. How do we interpret that kind of event and how do we cope with it? Do we say, okay, I've just got to resign myself to being dependent now? Or I say, gee, there's things that I maybe I can do. And if I work hard at this, engage myself in my rehab, I can move on and maybe I can get back on my feet. So a lot of it is that helping the person kind of expand their views about what these events mean, how do they label these events. We can always label them differently depending on our attitude and our kind of our perspective on things. So it's that how we interpret events that is really central to how well we cope.
Is there any difference, Dr. Joe, with whether the people have good family relations as to whether they're willing to go to rehab and try getting back on their feet? Does that play into it at all?
Yeah, I think so. I think a lot of support that we have around us can make a big difference. And, you know, a lot of times when people go into nursing homes, it's because there's not a lot of family support or the family support is not close by. It's not to say anything bad about the families, but they're just not available and they might be living in other parts of the country. So someone ends up in a nursing home and they sometimes often don't have a lot of family support. So it's up to the staff there and families can be a positive force. I think they can sometimes hold a person back by saying, look, you know, you gotta recognize, you know, you're failing, you're declining. And so they take that positive spirit away. And that's a generalization. It's probably not all that common, but what the family says is that that external force, just like any friends or doctors, even they can be encouraging or they can be slow down. You know, hey, recognize you're 85. People at your age shouldn't be doing such and such. So it's that external force that can be a real influence, whether it's positive or negative.
Yeah, it reminds me of the lady I picked up. I do Lyft in order to afford doing what I'm doing here. And I picked up a lady that was from New Jersey. And apparently her son brought her out here thinking you shouldn't be living alone anymore. Uh-huh. And she wanted a Lyft ride and asked if I could take her back to New Jersey. But instead we took her to the bus station and she caught a ride that way. But I was a little bit taken back by playing a part in her trying to get back home. It was interesting. So
the adult children really struggle, as you know, we all know. What do we do with mom? What do we do with dad? Dad can't drive anymore. He doesn't want to give up the car keys. Or mom shouldn't be cooking. She left the stove on a couple of times now. So anytime you get some decline, physical decline, and if you couple that with some of the cognitive loss, like a dementia that sets in, then it's even more difficult for the families. How do we manage? How do we make these decisions for what's best for mom or dad or the spouse?
So are you finding that there is more of a tendency to be negative these days in your more recent experience versus, you know, 30 years ago? Or is it more positive or negative?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think we're seeing more of the upside to aging.
Okay.
I think we're seeing more of the positives. I think there's a lot of information out there. We're reading all the time about people who are in their 70s and 80s and 90s and people who are even centenarians. I was just reading again, there's almost 100,000 centenarians in the U.S., 100,000. And there's almost 500,000 people who are 100 or over around the world, 500,000 people. So we're living longer and we're living healthier and we're living happier, I think. That's the encouraging news. And we're also learning a lot more about what it takes to live longer. You know, what are those lessons for?
Yeah, we're learning from each other, right?
Yeah, well, if you know the work of the Blue Zones and the Buettner family, Nick Buettner was a guest on my radio show, and the Blue Zones is, there are five geographic areas around the world, and they were discovered by Dan Buettner and some team of archaeologists, and they found that these zones have the highest concentration of centenarians. So what they do is go in and study what's common in all these people that live. And there's an area in Greece and Costa Rica and Southern California and Japan. So we have these five geographic areas, and we're understanding now what are the commonalities. So that word is getting out. We're really understanding. And there's more that we can do to kind of spread the word. And that's part of my goal. When I do my radio show, I have a lot of guests talking about what are the strategies to successful aging.
Yeah. I'm so glad that there is, because I think we need a movement to help people understand that you don't have to be a rocking chair, you know, when you retire, that there's many years left for us all to be engaged vitally and with meaning. So, all right. So when we come back from a break here, we're going to talk to Dr. Joe about what's this 100 Living to 100 Club and what's in it for members. And he has a tagline, turning aging on its head. And let's see what he says that means anyway. Okay, stay tuned.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Your money is your creational energy. When you feed your wealth back into what you love, it signals your choices and returns to you. Tune in to Money Momentum with host Karen Baines and learn the truth about the widely misunderstood creative energy that is the cash in your pocket. Realign the things you can't see to get the results you can see. Listen every month for a whole new hour on how to get the money already aligned to who you are. For more information on Karen and Money Momentum, visit soulwhispers.uk.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L, on the Tracy L Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Have you lost a loved one and would desperately love a sign to prove that they are okay? Here's a tip for you. Be curious. Keep an open mind about everything. The proof will come from the most unlikely places. The messages promise to challenge your current beliefs and what you've been taught. Accept and appreciate all, no matter where they come from. I'm Angie Corbett-Kuyper. I would love for you to share your signs from beyond on my closed Facebook page, Beyond Grief.
So here, I'm Sharon Rolfe, your host for Fresh Courage on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And I have my guest here today, Dr. Joe Casciani. And we are talking about his new Living to 100 Club. So what is this club about and what's in it for your members, Joe?
Yeah, well, right now it's a club for anybody that has an interest in learning more about successful aging and longevity and managing setbacks. I have a number of tabs on my website. If people go to my website, www.livingto100.club, you'll see some background about me. And I have a little description of a membership, because right now the membership is free. We just want people to sign up and get our blog and newsletter. And we also send out weekly announcements about our guests on our radio show. We have a radio show on Voice America every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific time. So there's people can sign up for that. They can also sign up for what I call a member handbook. It's called the 9 Principles for a Positive Frame of Mind as We Age. So people go to the website and they can elect to receive that handbook for free. It's a PDF document. And we also have a number of what I call curated articles. There's a lot of information floating around out there. So I sift through and distill and kind of synthesize a lot of the important content. So I have several articles on in different categories, like positive thinking, successful retirement, which is your area, successful aging, health and wellness. So people can go there and read some of the more central, more pointed information, rather than sorting through all the information out there. I am going to be working on a paid membership, and at some point I'll have that. I'm working on it now, so people would pay a few dollars a month and get really more of that concise information about longevity. And, you know, I think everybody can get free information, but I need to think about what I can do as a psychologist who understands this population, and what can I bring to my members. So that's where I'm focused these days. There's also some background about my presentations. I do a number of public speaking engagements, so people can see that if they're interested in having me come out and do a presentation to a group. Happy to do that. I call it Fresh and Inspiring Perspectives on Living to 100. It's a fun PowerPoint presentation, uplifting, positive, upbeat. Yeah.
We need that. Yeah, we need that.
Yeah, there's a lot there. And, you know, I've been working at this kind of, I won't say part time, but I've had a full time job and I do this on the side. So it's now where I've kind of sold my practice, and I'm part time with a new buyer of the company. So I've got more free time in my schedule to build my website. And then I love doing my radio show, so people can actually get recordings of the past episodes. I've had about 30 episodes so far, and people can go there and listen to past episodes. I've got some exciting episodes coming up. I'll qualify that word exciting. I have 3 people coming to talk about oncology and cancer for the population and how they help. One is going to be a psychologist, and one is a nutritionist, and one is a chaplain. So for the next 3 weeks, I'll be doing those on my radio show. But just the same, it's an opportunity for me to get to talk with people and learn more about what they're doing, share some of their work. I had a neurologist who talked about his work with dementia and researching vascular dementia. I've had gerontologists. I've had couples counselors. So it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
So what do you mean exactly by turning aging on its head?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. For me, it comes down to the fact that age is only a number. Age doesn't say anything about what we can do or should not do. It's only a number, a chronological number of how many years we've been on the earth. So turning aging on its head to me is, don't get locked into stereotype views about what you should be doing as you age. Don't get stuck in, you know, what people expect of you or say you should not be able to do. Age is only a number, and we turn aging on its head, meaning don't get don't get caught up into those traps about being old. There's a lot more opportunity than we're even aware of.
That's
I think that happens sometimes with depression. You know, I've worked a lot with this nursing home population, and a fair amount of them are, they're depressed. You know, they say, what's the use? They have a hopeless, kind of helpless attitude about aging. So for me, it's often a matter of helping them understand that depression narrows our perspective. It's very good at limiting what we see around us. So it's almost like we're wearing blinders, like the horses used to wear, so they couldn't get distracted. And if we're depressed, we have blinders on, and all we see is what's wrong. All we see are the losses, the disappointments, the setbacks, the failures. And I say, look, let's take those blinders off, because there's more than that. There's more than those negatives. There's a whole big world out there. And if we remove the blinders, we can help people see some of the good things. And that's why I talk about find an exception, right? Find the exception to that single negative narrow view. And once you find an exception, then you've got a chance of finding more exceptions. You've got a chance to finding more good things going on. So it's like looking for those different views.
Kind of reminds me of the difference a dog or a cat might make in your life. You introduce an animal and, man, that changes things. Or you go outside, you know, just going outside around the block can change your perspective.
Very, very true. Because we get stuck. It's like we're wearing filters, and the only thing that comes in is these negative. I remember talking with one woman. She was in the nursing home for many years, and she was very unhappy and very angry and irritable and cranky, and could find nothing good about being in the home. And I would ask her, is there just one thing that brightens your day, or one thing that helps you look forward? And she said, well, you know, the maintenance man is kind of nice when he comes into my room. So I said, okay, all right. So that's a breakthrough. We can find one thing. There's probably more. There's probably more. And then you expand that. So it's like it's breaking away that rigid view about everything going wrong. Yeah.
I love the Patch Adams movie. And he gives a couple examples in the movie of giving, even in a hospital, helping somebody's wish come true. And sometimes that wish is the thing that keeps them from keeps them living, and now they can pass with, you know, having a settled peace. But just having a laugh, I mean, one of the scenes is swimming in a pool of spaghetti or something. Another one was a man having another battle on the military field, and they put up some balloons, and he was shooting the balloons because that was, you know, his identity kind of thing. So Patch Adams has a way of bringing reality and our joy back to us. And it's just so fun.
Sure. You know, there's a great story about Steve Jobs, the guy who founded Apple. I read his biography. And Steve Jobs was adopted, you know, and he found out about that, I think, around 10 or 12, age 10 or 12. And he just felt completely devastated, right? Just completely unloved. I'm so worthless. Even my biological parents didn't want me. I must be completely worthless and unlovable. And his adopted parents heard him say that, and they said, no, you're so wrong, Steve. When we adopted you, you were the most beautiful child, the most beautiful infant, and we just knew you were the most important person to us. So Steve Jobs, it was like a light switch got flipped. He went from being unlovable, my biological parents didn't want me, to now I'm the most important person in the world. So what happened, right? What happened? You know, it's like flipping that switch. The adopted parents didn't give him any new skills or talents. It was just that self-view and how he changed from negative to positive. So that's what our thinking can do for us. It's like the people in the hospital, they can express their wishes. And those simple breakthroughs that unlocks us, unlocks our perspective.
So are you saying that we start new chapters in our life journey by flipping a switch, Joe, or is there something more to that?
You know, you don't flip the switch. I think that the switch gets flipped after we start the new chapter, you know. We could talk more about this, but, you know, starting a new chapter, okay, I used to run marathons and I had a stroke and I can't run marathons anymore. So now I'm going to be confined to a wheelchair. So how do we dig for our strengths there? How do we dig deep and find our internal resilience and our internal determination and motivation? That's the new chapter. Right, that's the new chapter. So it's flipping a switch, but it's much more than that, because it means now rewriting the script. And I've got to write a new script because my old script from yesterday doesn't work anymore.
Well, and it reminds me a couple lines that I picked up. The Lion King. One of the lines is, "Have you forgotten who you are?" And I see that as what might have been the stimulation to run a marathon is still inside you. How can you use that to continue going forward? Yeah. And then we are the one that decides what stops us. So do your kids and what they think is good for you stops you? Or do you remember that vitality and that motivation that you've had all your career and it served you well, and it still is something that is inside you if you wake it up decide.
I agree 100%. It's always inside us. That fire and determination is always there, and it gets expressed different ways as we get older, right? The expression, but the motivation, that fire is still there. And I always tell people it's bottomless. I mean, nobody can take that away from us.
Yeah.
Nobody
can
say, oh, you know, stop trying, or no, it's there. And no matter what it takes, we dig deep and that fire is still burning. Sometimes it might be just a spark, but it's there. It doesn't go out. As long as it's alive, it's still there.
Okay, so we're going to take another break here, and we're going to talk more about how we start this new chapter in our journey when we come back with Dr. Joe. Stay tuned.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Thanks for coming back. You are listening to Fresh Courage. It's your time to shine on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And I'm your host, Sharon Rolfe. And with me today is a guest, Dr. Joe Casciani from California area. And we've been talking about this mindset about aging and where that you know, aging is just a number. It's how you look at it. Is it something that stops you, or is it something that motivates you to do more and keep giving? So let's see. What could we do to, if we have setbacks, Dr. Joe, how do we cope with that and move forward? As a psychologist, what kind of techniques did you see that worked for people?
Sure. Yeah, you know, a lot of the time it's helping people understand that what I say is, you know, your body's not cooperating anymore, right? You've had a stroke, or you have a heart condition, or you have diabetes, or you have, you know, respiratory disorder like emphysema or COPD. Your body's not cooperating, but that doesn't mean the me, the I inside, doesn't have control. I still have that control. My body doesn't cooperate. So I would often say to people, look, you're the captain of your ship. Your body doesn't cooperate, but you're steering the ship, right? And you do the best you can. And I would call this one woman captain, and she had a stroke and she was stuck in bed. And in 1 week I said, Captain, how was your week? She said, well, my ship ran aground. I fell while I was trying to walk. She was walking with a rehab therapist. My ship ran aground. So I say, okay, time to get up. You know, we get up and steer the ship around and try again. Now, sometimes I'm not making light of this at all. It's not just a matter of mind over matter. We know that. But the outlook that we have and that determination can bring us a long way, You know, so I know this story we had in San Diego, a man who lived here. He was the first double amputee triathlete, lost both legs and both arms as a child. His name is Roderick Sewell. And he competed in this triathlon. I think it was in Hawaii, running, swimming, and biking. And he was the first person who completed this triathlon as a double amputee, right? He would run on the blades. He was able to, bicycle on the paddleboard, and I forget, but he compensated, you know, he compensated for his losses. So that's just a little single small example of what we're capable of with that determination and that motivation.
Well, it makes me think of when we're young kids, we find ways to compensate. I mean, like if you're in a, I was in a family of five, and if I feel like I'm not getting the airtime from mom and dad, how am I going to do that? Yeah. You know, and for some reason, I chose good grades. You know, I didn't want to rock the boat was my mantra, I guess, then, but we find ways to get our attention needs met. Even dogs and cats, I understand, have ways to compensate behavior to, you know, get you to pet them or take them on a walk or whatever. So this compensating behavior is much more powerful than I think we have ever recognized.
I think so, because there's always hurdles, right? There's always going to be obstacles ahead. It's never a smooth road, never a smooth road. I mean, we might hear stories about successes and fame and all of that, but there's always going to be the hurdles. And helping people understand that, how do we face those hurdles? Do we give up and say, I can't manage? Or do we say, oh, I'm going to find a way around this one. I'll make a detour. I'll go sideways. I'll go underneath it. Whatever it takes.
Yeah, I like to remind people to explore the possibilities. That's being curious, you know, that I often like to believe that when I go to sleep, if I haven't found an answer to something, then tell my subconscious, what is the answer to this? Help me out here. And it'd be surprising how often an answer comes to us if we're paying attention. Because we actually did want and seeking an answer. So
yeah, the answers are always there, right? They're always inside us. They're blocked sometimes, but they're always there.
Yeah.
They're always there. Yeah.
So why do you find that older adults get depressed? You said it mentioned something about their capabilities aren't the same, and maybe our health is our health conditions have set us back. Are there other reasons that people get depressed?
Yeah. Of course, there are a lot of contributors or precipitating factors. Sometimes they're even biochemical in the bodies, and that's something I can't dismiss. But from my perspective, a lot of it is the self-talk. You know, what goes on in our heads? What happens?
That's something I control, right?
Well, it is. Yeah. You know, there was a Roman philosopher, Epictetus. He had a great line. We are disturbed not by events, but by the views we take of these events.
Oh, yeah.
Not the events that disturb us, it's the view that we take of the events. So I think that is, to me, the explanation for a lot of, you know, depression that, gee, I'm a failure. I failed. My family doesn't love me. Haven't been successful. I'm poor. I haven't taken care of myself. So it's that mindset. And, you know, I tell people, we can't let yesterday define who we are today.
Or tomorrow.
Yeah, don't get stuck in what happened yesterday or last year or 10 years ago, because that's not going to determine what our view is today. It doesn't have to determine it. It's, you know, it's just something, you know, I like to use this analogy. When I speak to groups, I divide it into two halves, and I say the group on the left, I want you to look around the room and find everything that's wrong, all the scuff marks, the stains on the carpet, you know, the curtain, the blinds that aren't closing right. Find everything that's wrong. And the group on the right, okay, I want you to look at everything around the room and find what's positive. What are the nice fixtures, the features, the sunlight, or whatever's going on, the colors. And we go around the room back and forth, and they point out the positives and negatives. And I say, look, it's the same room. It's the same room. How are you, what are you using to view the good and the bad in the room? And that is a real eye opener for people, because how are we viewing this medical condition? How are we viewing, you know, something as simple as losing our hearing or our vision declines, we have to, you know, we need a walker. How are we viewing that? How are we viewing that? Is it, which part of the room are you looking at, the positive or the negative? Again, I'm not dismissing this. There's always some heavy duty complications that come with these setbacks, but our views about these setbacks make all the difference, how we interpret them.
So how do we overcome these setbacks, Dr. Joe? I bet you got a handful of solutions here, right?
Yeah. Well, a lot of it is, let's explore some of those, some of that negative self-talk. Let's put that on the table and say, Harry, what happens when you don't hear from your children? What does it mean? Right? Your children don't call or contact or come and visit anymore. They don't visit you in the home. They don't visit you at the retirement. What does that mean? And, you know, well, you look at all kinds of different interpretations and you say, oh, all right, so what are the facts here? How do we know for sure? What do we know for sure?
Yeah.
So it's those kind of, we explore those kind of irrational or kind of
jump to conclusions.
Yeah, jump into conclusions, right. Yeah, we catastrophize. We take an event and we make what can be a neutral event and we turn it into something like a catastrophe. And that's dangerous because those start to pile up and eventually we can't get out from under them. And let's unburden ourselves with some of those heavy weighted, negative interpretations.
So do you have another tool?
Oh yeah. I always like to ask people to, let's look in the past at what you've been good at. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's
I like that one.
What you've been successful at. You know, there was a famous gerontologist by the name of Robert Butler. And he talked about looking kind of a life review, looking at what we've accomplished in the past. Oh, I used to be very good at this. Or I used to be a great tennis player, or I used to be a great bridge player. Or, you know, I was very successful in my job. So we can use those positive experiences to kind of balance what's going wrong today. All right, so I can't walk anymore. I have a heart condition. I need to be on oxygen. So there are negatives, but let's balance that with the positives. And we do this life review and we say, okay, there's some things that aren't so good, but there are a lot of things that I was very good at in the past. So it's that life review process that can be very helpful.
I'm starting to challenge myself when I see somebody, you know, on the sidewalk or in a crosswalk that's moving slow. And I'm starting to imagine what their vitality used to look like and trying to appreciate that they had, looked different. They had color in their skin and their body. And they were vital at one time and to appreciate where they have come from. So, okay, we're going to take another quick break here. And when we come back, we're going to ask Dr. Joe, what is successful aging after all? So stay tuned.
The Coach Peggy Show, all things wellness with me, Coach Peggy Wilms. Tune in every Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where I'm going to talk to you about all things wellness. We go way beyond nutrition and fitness, you guys. It's the Coach Peggy Show. We get bold, we get badass, and we never go half in. And for more information, you can visit me at AllThingsWellness.com.
Break your snooze button habits for good with the Soul Stretching Sisters on the I Am Power Hour with me, Terry J. Walker.
And me, Dr. Pat, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Pump up your spiritual muscle as we share stories.
Aspire higher.
And live a whole lot larger.
To help you unleash your powered up.
Pumped up. I am Soul Stretching Success.
Anything can happen when we take to the airwaves.
And all things become possible during the I Am Power Hour.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Living a richly abundant life? Sound too good to be true? Listen in to Richly Abundant Women with Julie Steelman on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Embrace a vibrant future of breaking free financially and creating a richly abundant life filled with prosperity and growth. To learn more about Julie Steelman and Richly Abundant Women, visit www.juliesteelman.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
This is Sharon Rolfe with Fresh Courage on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And my guest today is Dr. Joe Casciani. And we're talking about successful aging. How do you define that, Dr. Joe?
You know, there's a lot of different ways to understand that. You know, the obvious way is to live healthy lives and to do everything we can to stay fit. And, you know, that means, I mentioned the blue zones earlier, and what they found are some of those common elements for people that live to be 100 and over. And that's the physical activity. They move a lot. They have a good diet, a plant-based diet. They don't eat a lot of meat. They do eat some meat, but not a lot of meat. Maybe once or twice a month they'll eat meat. They have a lot of social connections, whether it's family or community or clubs. They have a sense of purpose. That means a hobby or a passion or something that really gives them a lot of joy and reward. And they sleep. They have good sleep habits. Alcohol is the minimum and smoking is not part of the picture. So when you have those elements, chances are they found that that will contribute to a pretty long, healthy life. Now, to me, successful aging, like I said, we don't all get to live to be healthy. We don't. We have problems. You know, we might develop a debilitating condition. We might, have a very severe chronic disease, and we might have real setbacks. We're in an accident and we're confined to a bed. So successful aging to me means how do we face those events and get beyond it? How do we keep looking forward? Can we maintain a positive attitude even when we're confined to bed or a wheelchair or can't walk anymore? Successful aging doesn't mean living to a longer chronological age. To me, successful aging means I'm coping and I get knocked down and I get back up off the mat. Nothing's going to keep me from maintaining a positive attitude about things, no matter what's happened in my life. I could have lost my spouse of 50 or 60 years and now I'm a widow, a widower. I could have had my both legs amputated because of diabetes and poor circulation. Any number of things could go wrong, but I can still stay positive. That to me is the person who's aging successfully.
Okay, so you said you sold your psychology business. What's motivating you now? And tell us a little bit about how we can get a hold of you.
Sure. Well, my interest is in my Living to 100 Club and all the different iterations that it brings. So it's the radio show. It's having content that's available. It's starting to build a membership a subscription service. I love doing this because as I've said, I've spent so many years working with older adults and I want to reach people out there that want to share and learn and kind of contribute and can see some positive things in their future. You know, I'd love to have some sponsors for my radio show. It takes some of the burden off financially. But that being said, I've done 30 episodes and I'm continuing to do them. So that's a real motivator for me. I just enjoy that. And the more people I talk with and, you know, just learning more about interacting on social media, Facebook and, you know, LinkedIn and Twitter and all of that, it's just more of an evolution. And you know, I'm always learning. You know, I've recognized that I'm, as you said, you love to learn new things and I love to learn new things and keep on stretching and stepping out of my comfort zone, because comfort zone is safe and predictable, but it doesn't always offer a lot of opportunities, and we want to have more opportunities, right?
Okay, so Dr. Joe says his website, in case you haven't gotten that yet, is living2to100.club. So I thought club the tail end is something real new. So make sure it's not com, it's club. And he said he has a Voice America show on Fridays at 2:00 on Pacific time. And the name of that show is called?
It's the same, Living to 100 Club.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on the Health and Wellness Channel. If you go to voiceamerica.com, you can look at the schedule and zero into Fridays, and you'll find mine at 2 p.m. You can listen to live or you can listen to recordings. Yeah, JC at living2100club is living2100.club is an email you can use to reach me. So .club is what's called a top-level domain. They have a lot of new domain, .com, .org, .biz, but .club, .health, .co, you can even get a dot pizza. So it's a lot of variation. And it just opens up. Yeah, I mean, the World Wide Web is big enough, but it's even bigger now. So I have dot club.
Well, Dr. Joe, thank you for being on my show today. And you said you had a giveaway. If people go to your website, they can find a member handbook for 9 principles to create a positive frame of mind as we age. He also has a newsletter and blog. So my website is called effortlessvitality.org. And I do have these little art blocks available on Quilted Petunia store on Etsy. And I create a weekly thought for the week. But, you know, something that I've just learned this week from one of the potential guests that I have is to ask my listeners to rate and review my show. That's a way that both Joe and I can build our audience. So after listening to this podcast, to give some stars or to rate it or comments or both. And if you see value or got inspired or got some new information and you want to see our efforts to continue, help me grow my audience with my reach and effectiveness by knowing how the rating people give the show and the value that they see in it, because that's part of this movement of getting the mass media to know we need to be reckoned with and have a leverage of money and interests, and this whole interdependence really still does play into, and that social don't get isolated is a big part of what we're responsible to keep vital and alive is our relationships in retirement. And I think there could be more done, and this movement that we're contributing to, you can help us with the contribution, with the rates and reviews. So I appreciate you being on or listening today. And stay tuned next week. We're going to have an organizer on our program and tell us why being organized gives us a really better perspective on life. Thanks for listening. And we'll look for you to tune in next week.
Ready to take some liberties and call some shots? I know I am. Join in next week on Fresh Courage Radio. It's your time to shine with Sharon Rolfe on TransformationTalkRadio.com. If you still need some inspiration, Let your curiosity lead you. Many still find their lives ruled by the clock, but you forge your own path. You are starting on a journey that will lead you outward, out of isolation, and inward to your true desires for life. There is no map where we're going, but let Sharon Rolfe be your guide in a new world of possibilities. Find your passion, find your reason, find your fun, and everything you dreamed of. Every week brings new insights and ideas to light your way and elevate your day. To learn more about Fresh Courage Radio with Sharon Rolfe, please visit effortlessvitality.org.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.